From the outside, the St. Louis Stadium seemed just as abandoned as the surrounding buildings. The strip looked like a stage set, all peeling paint and muted colors. There was a for-lease sign hanging crookedly in the window of Kleb Clothing and Shoe Company. Both the neighboring storefronts were boarded up. The Busch Beer sign hanging from an empty bar was coated in rust and cobwebs. Beside Tucker's Bar and Grill, two old men wearing overalls and yellow gloves were rooting through a dumpster. Kelly and I surveyed the roller rink from our old Corolla. We had never been to South City before and had no idea what to expect. The building's exterior, a flat white facade with dull red accents, held no indication we had come to the right place. I'm not sure what I was expecting. Something that looked more like the roller rinks of my childhood, perhaps. Kid-friendly graphics painted in bright colors on the walls. A tall roller skate with wings displayed on the roof. A sign would have helped me feel less intimidated. Roller Derby Recruit Night. Or Future Skaters Enter Here. Even Home of Arch Rival Roller Derby would have put me at ease. Instead, there was only Happy Birthday Julia, 7. The missing letters all resting upside down at the bottom of the plastic showcase. "Are you nervous?" Kelly asked. "Because I'm not even interested in Derby, and I'm nervous for you." "Nah," I lied. Then I said, "We should probably go in." But neither of us made a move. When I was 15, my dad took me and my sister, Cam, on a tour of all the places he and my mother used to frequent in the early days of their relationship. We were in Denver visiting my dad's parents. Perhaps the absence of my mother, who stayed home in Michigan, allowed us to experience a rare collective feeling of missing, even romanticizing her presence. First, we drove past the Grease Monkey, where my parents had first met. Mom came in for an oil change, and Dad was her mechanic. We don't know exactly what happened after that, but my sister and I loved to speculate about the initial attraction. Was it her dark eyes? His crooked smile? It was hard to imagine a time when they might have been passionate with each other. Although they stayed married, the sole affection we saw between them was a quick kiss in church before communion. The only detail I knew for certain about that time is that my dad couldn't drive my mom on dates because his license had been revoked for drag racing. This was a particularly juicy piece of intel. His youthful recklessness, his passion. I was proud of him, in a twisted kind of way, for getting in trouble, since it was so uncharacteristic of the quiet, pious man I knew him to be. When we pulled up to the house they lived in when I was born, we didn't get out of the car. I wondered if I'd have an emotional connection to the house, but when I looked at it, I felt nothing at all. The roof was flat as a ballroom. It was essentially a small box on a shady corner of two unremarkable streets. "That's it?" Cam asked. Even at 10, she was hard to impress. Dad tapped on the steering wheel absentmindedly. I could tell he was toying with the idea of knocking on the door and asking the current occupants if we could take a look around. "It'd be nice to show you your old room," he said. There was a pause. The car was still running. I understood my dad's apprehension. If we knocked, we might be able to go in, but we'd also face the possibility of rejection. Whoever opened the door would have all the power. My dad pushed open the glove compartment, removed a yellow cloth, and began wiping down the dashboard, which he always did when he was nervous. Maybe the thought of being inside our old home was frightening to him, I remember thinking. What if it looked completely different? What if it looked the same and flooded him with memories of a time when our family hadn't yet done so much damage to each other? "Are we going in or what?" Cam asked. I cringed, wishing she had let my dad linger in the possibility a bit longer. Her question seemed to snap him out of his reverie. We sat for a moment longer, then drove off. We never spoke about it again.